What if everything we thought we knew about intelligence was incomplete? In 1983, Howard Gardner challenged a century of psychological orthodoxy with a revolutionary idea. Intelligence isn't a single capacity measured by IQ tests, but rather a collection of distinct abilities that develop independently. This insight, that humans possess multiple intelligences, resonated far beyond academia, transforming educational practices worldwide and offering a more hopeful vision of human potential. Why did this theory capture our collective imagination? Perhaps because it validates what we intuitively sense, that human capability is too rich and varied to be reduced to a single number. The concert pianist, the master carpenter, the brilliant negotiator, and the insightful therapist all demonstrate forms of intelligence equally valuable, yet fundamentally different. What if we recognized and nurtured this diversity of gifts instead of privileging just one or two? For generations, we've been captivated by a limited view of intelligence, a single, general capacity measurable through standardized tests and reducible to an IQ score. This perspective has dominated education, career counseling, and even personal worth assessment. This monolithic view falters when confronted with human accomplishments' rich tapestry. How do we explain the indigenous navigator who traverses oceans using only stars and waves? The savant who plays piano flawlessly after one hearing? The academically challenged entrepreneur who builds a thriving business through exceptional people skills? Intelligence tests predict academic success reasonably well, but barely correlate with achievement outside school. More troublingly, they favor certain problem-solving types while ignoring others equally valuable in different contexts. Originally designed to identify French schoolchildren needing extra help, these tests evolved into ranking tools along a single dimension that conveniently matched existing educational priorities. What if intelligence isn't what we can measure most conveniently, but what humans actually do when facing meaningful challenges in diverse contexts? Our brains tell a more complex story than traditional intelligence theory suggests. Neuroscience provides compelling evidence for multiple, relatively independent intellectual capacities rather than a single general ability. When specific brain regions are damaged, particular abilities may be impaired while others remain intact. A stroke affecting Broca's area may devastate speech production while leaving musical ability, spatial reasoning, and personal intelligence untouched. Conversely, damage to right posterior regions may impair navigation and visual recognition while preserving linguistic functions. This potential isolation by brain damage offers strong evidence for distinct intelligences. The brain also shows remarkable plasticity. Environmental enrichment produces physical changes in neural structures. The visual cortex enlarges in painters. The auditory cortex expands in musicians with perfect pitch. Learning involves altering the strength of existing synaptic connections, suggesting many potentials are built into the brain's basic structure. What if education focused less on filling empty vessels and more on cultivating the rich array of potentials already present in developing brains? Intelligence isn't just test performance, it's the ability to solve problems or create valued products in cultural contexts. Through studying brain damage, exceptional individuals, development patterns, and evolutionary history, Gardner identified seven distinct intelligences. Linguistic intelligence enables poets to manipulate words, meanings, rhythm, and metaphor while powering children's progression from babbling to complex sentences in just a few years. Musical intelligence allows composers to hear and manipulate tones in the head, with even babies showing sensitivity by matching pitch from as young as 2 months. Logical mathematical intelligence evolves from concrete object manipulation to abstract reasoning, with mathematicians finding satisfaction in discovering connections between unrelated fields. Spatial intelligence lets us perceive visual forms accurately, transform perceptions mentally, and recreate visual experiences without physical stimuli, as demonstrated by Einstein's thinking through visual and muscular entities. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence appears in dancers' expressive movements and craftspeople's precise material manipulation, with experts developing smooth procedures that translate intention into action. Interpersonal intelligence involves recognizing distinctions in others' moods and motivations, while intrapersonal intelligence provides access to one's own emotions, guiding behavior. What if we recognize these diverse capacities as equally valid expressions of human intelligence rather than privileging just one or two? Intelligence always operates within cultural contexts that determine which abilities are valued. The theory of multiple intelligences explains why certain skills flourish in specific environments. In Bali, bodily grace develops through direct physical instruction rather than verbal teaching. Anang children in Nigeria learn hundreds of songs and multiple instruments by age 5. The Chamula of Mexico engage in verbal dueling requiring sophisticated phonological awareness, all expressions of intelligences nurtured by particular environments. Even within Western culture, different domains activate different intelligences. Scientists rely on logical mathematical reasoning and spatial visualization. Politicians leverage linguistic skill while needing interpersonal intelligence to navigate relationships. Entrepreneurs combine logical problem solving with interpersonal awareness and sometimes bodily kinesthetic precision. Gardner's theory suggests intelligence isn't fixed or singular. We all possess multiple pathways to competence. Some intelligences develop more fully than others due to genetics, cultural emphasis, or personal interest. But all exist to some degree in everyone. What if we designed environments that recognized and nurtured this full spectrum of human capabilities? Traditional schooling has favored linguistic and logical mathematical intelligences while neglecting others due to the ease of teaching these skills and cultural priorities that value certain achievements. Gardner suggests assessing intelligences not through conventional IQ tests, but by using authentic elements from each domain to measure how individuals progress when solving meaningful problems. With an established intellectual profile, educators must decide whether to enhance strengths, address weaknesses, or pursue both approaches. Highly talented individuals may thrive through apprenticeship with masters, while those with specific difficulties might benefit from approaches that leverage strengths while working around weaknesses. Complex tasks can be approached through different intelligences. Computer programming might be learned through logical reasoning, linguistic understanding, musical composition, or spatial visualization. The key is finding entry points that match each learner's strongest intelligences. What if education became less about standardization and more about helping each person discover and develop their unique intellectual profile? The theory of multiple intelligences offers a more expansive vision of human capability. By recognizing intelligence as multifaceted rather than unitary, we open possibilities for more people to discover their strengths and contribute meaningfully. This perspective challenges hierarchies that elevate abstract reasoning above practical skills or individual achievement above social harmony. Communities thrive when diverse intellectual gifts are recognized and developed. For individuals, this theory liberates us from narrow IQ-based thinking. The child struggling with reading but showing remarkable spatial reasoning isn't less intelligent. They simply have a different intellectual profile. The adult who never excelled academically but demonstrates exceptional interpersonal awareness possesses genuine intelligence deserving recognition. Multiple intelligence theory reminds us that human potential is far richer than any single measure can capture. We are not fixed entities with predetermined limits, but complex beings with multiple pathways to growth and fulfillment. What if we embrace this more generous vision of intelligence in our schools, workplaces, and self-understanding? What gifts might be unleashed if we recognize the many ways of being smart?